This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The official death toll of Indonesia's quake and tsunami surged to more than 1,200 on Tuesday. The island of Sulawesi was devastated, and survivors are desperate for resources. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
For survivors, resources are running thin. In the shattered city of Palu, lootings have begun at gas stations, and police watched on as grocery stores were raided. The government has said victims can take essential goods and shops will be compensated later. Looters armed with daggers for security say they're desperate and that some villages have yet to receive any relief. Entire districts have been silent since the twin disaster.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Officials from the United Nations agencies and partners addressed the situation in Indonesia Tuesday. A spokesman from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Matthew Cochran, said that teams on the ground were reporting incredibly difficult conditions.
The sense from the teams who are working there, from colleagues on the ground, is one of real frustration. The access issues that my colleagues have spoken about are very difficult to overcome. There are still large areas of what might be the worst affected areas that haven't been properly reached, but the teams are pushing, they're doing what they can.
On Monday, President Joko Widodo ordered more police and soldiers to keep up with the search. Access has been hard for aid efforts with broken roads, landslides, and downed bridges. People were still being found alive on Monday. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is in Ghana at the start of a tour of Africa. Trump has already visited a hospital where she saw babies being weighed and passed out blankets and teddy bears donated by the White House. Her trip will also take her to Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt, and will focus on child well-being. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced on Tuesday that his country will host a summit aimed at finding solutions on the conflict in neighboring Syria. Speaking before AK Party members in Ankara, Erdogan said that the Istanbul summit will be attended by Russia, Germany, and France. Turkey and Russia agreed in mid-September to enforce a new demilitarized zone in Syria's Idlib province, from which rebels will be required to withdraw. Rhetoric is heating up in the Senate over the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, who is facing allegations of sexual misconduct. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Brett Kavanaugh demonstrated brilliance, open-mindedness, and congeniality during his confirmation hearings.
Some chose a darker road.
McConnell says Democrats in the Senate unleashed the politics of personal destruction.
The floodgates of mud and muck opened entirely on Brett Kavanaugh and his family.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are not to blame for the Kavanaugh delay.
It was the inability of all the Republicans to be unified with justification, because the truth should be sought after in a more sincere way.
Schumer says Kavanaugh has shown he does not have the demeanor to be on the Supreme Court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The FBI continues to investigate the allegations against Kavanaugh, interviewing several key people involved so far. President Donald Trump hailed his revamped North American trade agreement with Canada and Mexico as a breakthrough for U.S. workers on Monday, vowing to sign it by late November. The agreement still faces a lengthy path to congressional approval. Canada joined the deal, once known as NAFTA, just before the midnight deadline on Sunday. It will now be known as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Monday that his country was in a more stable place now that it had completed the negotiations. He said the deal needed to be fair since one trading partner was 10 times larger. About 34 migrants have died in a shipwreck in the Western Mediterranean, the UN Migration Agency said on Tuesday. 26 people have survived. An International Organization for Migration spokesperson said the boat was adrift since Tuesday with 60 people on board. A ferry with about 300 people on board was stranded in the Baltic Sea on Tuesday after the ship's engine failed. The Danish operator made that statement Tuesday. No injuries were reported and an evacuation wasn't immediately necessary. I'm Liz Palka, reporting for VOA News.